It's Ireland's most talked about podcast. The only podcast with live callers and live debates. It's Opinions Matter with Adrian and Jeremy.
You're very welcome to another edition of Opinions Matter, one of Ireland's most listened to podcasts, recorded daily from the White Sands Hotel in Portmarnock, where our studio is based and we're here at the moment. And if you happen to be listening to this on a sunny day, I can tell you it's a sunny day out there today, and it was a sunny day yesterday, and that is what the focus of our discussion is today, because it's all to do with the weather. And in particular, a story that was sent to us by a woman who, sorry, Amanda G. We're only going to use the first initial of her name because, well, she doesn't want to be identified. And it's all to do with child neglect. And you're going to be very interested to hear what she has to say in her message that she sent us this morning. So as you know, yesterday was a very, very sunny day. Today is a very sunny day as well. And a lot of people went to the beach. And when you go to the beach, what's the most important thing? Katie, you're a mother.
Your sunscreen.
You are a mother of two children.
Yeah.
Have either of your children ever been sunburned?
No.
Will they ever get sunburned?
No.
How can you guarantee that they won't get sunburned?
By making sure they have sun cream on them.
Is it possible that you could one day maybe forget to put the sun cream on or not apply it properly? Will you let me finish first of all?
No, I know what you're going to say and no.
Okay, Katie is a very...
This is absolute neglect.
Okay, but you haven't even asked you the question, okay?
You don't need to ask me the question.
No, but is it possible that if you had your kids away in Lanzarote next week, that you would put sun cream on them in the morning when they're going down to the pool, And then 2 hours later, when you're supposed to reapply, is that you'd forget. Or maybe you'd put the wrong factor on them and you might put factor 10. Is it possible that at one stage your children will get horrifically sunburned?
The factor thing is interesting because people can genuinely make mistakes. So at least with putting the wrong factor on, you're attempting to protect your child. You know, the thought is there, your parental duty to do that is there.
Yeah.
Not putting any cream on your child, that is neglect. Your child has, if your child gets burnt as a result of something that you didn't do, you neglected to do that, which therefore means you neglected to look after them, which is neglect. It's that simple. Do you not agree?
Oh, yes, I do. So here is G's message. I want you to all have a listen to this. Because as Katie said, when this was put up on our Facebook page earlier this morning, when we got the message from G, we were expecting everybody to say, yes, this mother is a disgrace. She should be reported. This is child neglect.
It's terrible.
And people were like, mind your own business. It's not that big of a deal.
The amount of people saying, oh my God, it happens to all of us. No, it does not happen to all of us. It is your duty. Would you forget to feed your child? Would you forget to bring your child to school? Would you forget to pick up your child if there were somewhere needed to be collected? No, it's part of your... Do you know how much one bad sunburn in childhood or in adolescence can increase your risk of cancer
Absolutely.
In the future?
Yeah.
This is serious.
You can be left with permanent marks on your skin. Okay.
No, take away the permanent marks, right? That's bad enough. But it also increases at least threefold a person's risk of getting cancer later in life, melanoma.
Now, Amanda has been on. I mean, we'd love to talk to you, Amanda. She says straight away, cop on, people can burn with sun cream on.
She's not getting it.
No, she's not. Okay.
Because it's different. People who put the sun cream on, that's not what we're talking about. We're talking about parents who fail to think of or
I slather factor 50 on me, which is that's full protection, isn't it? And I still get sunburned. Well, then you shouldn't go out in the sun.
Yeah.
In other words, you can avoid sunburn if you are
Mind your own business. Okay, mind your own business for child neglect. Yeah.
Okay, let's read it. Casey's on one today. It's going to be lively. Yeah. Here is G's message. If you decide to talk about this, it's important to keep me anon because I'm horrified at the neglect that a mother on my road is giving her 9-year-old. Yesterday, apparently, they went to the beach for a full day. And this morning, she put up pics on her Instagram looking for advice on sunburn. She had literally let her daughter burn to a crisp. Her daughter has blisters on her shoulders and back and her face is all burnt. I wouldn't mind, but the exact same thing happened last year. In my opinion, this is neglect and I really want to report her because she allowed this to happen. To allow this to happen to your child is disgusting. There's no excuse for it. Can you highlight parents like this? She says in her post, poor, and then she names the child. We blocked the child's name out on Facebook, obviously. Poor blank got burnt on the beach yesterday. The poor thing was in bits and up all last night. Yes, says G. She was up all last night because of you and your neglect. Now, we have seen the photographs on Facebook. Purely because this mother's page is on public and the posts are there for anybody to see. And obviously, we can post photographs of someone else's child on our page, because that would be creepy and wrong. But Katie, I want you to describe. So the mother put the post up last night. And
there it is, there, look.
Yeah, and it shows her 9-year-old daughter.
Jesus, look at that.
After coming back for, I presume she came back from the beach earlier because, and I want you to describe, so her daughter has a sort of a, her top off and it's shown.
It looks like she's actually been held under an oven. Do you know when your hand catches the grill if you put them in and you get a little boil? So it's one of those boils.
There's water blisters on her shoulder.
Look at the size of that. That looks like it could even be close to getting infected.
Yeah, so there's about, let me count, 1, 2, 3, there's about 7 water blisters on her.
One big massive one.
On her shoulders.
Jesus.
Now obviously this mother put the post up on Facebook because she was looking for advice. And the ghast thing is you can see all the comments underneath the post, and not one person is condemning her. They're all giving her advice on how to sort out the child's sunburn. Yeah. When
this isn't the first time it's happened, which is more worrying.
Yeah, it happened last year.
Get your shit together. Is she? I bet you she's no problem that she doesn't forget to bring her beers to the beach. She doesn't forget, you know, the picnic stuff. This is more important.
So when you see a child, and I saw loads of them, I was on holidays last week and I saw so many, it annoys me as well, by the way, I saw so many children who were really badly burnt. Myself and my wife were being so judgy about it. We're going, this is, it's just pure.
It's natural to be judgy. Anybody would be judgy about that. That is terrible. That is honestly terrible that a child, you are responsible for protecting your kids. And if this can happen to your child, you have failed to protect them. That not only is it painful, it's dangerous long term and short term.
Amanda's back on again. And sorry, Amanda, can we get that Amanda on, please? You don't know that this mother didn't put sun cream on her child. Obviously she didn't, Amanda. Obviously she didn't. Looking at the burns that this child has, if she did put sun cream on her, it was probably only a factor 5 or something like that. Your job as a parent, as Katie says, is to protect your child.
She's actually in agreement on something.
Yeah. No, but how could you not be? I know.
I'm sure. I texted you. Read the message I sent to you.
Yeah.
Just literally before you, about 20 minutes before you come in.
Jeremy, you smell lovely today.
Yeah.
Oh, no, the other one. I'm shocked by the amount of people saying that it's not neglect. Yeah, that's what Katie said to me before we came
on. I'm genuinely sitting here speechless at the amount of people saying, oh, you don't know the circumstances.
You don't need
to. A child was failed to be protected here. There's no other way around it.
Okay, if you want to send us voice notes, 085-825-2626. 085-825-2626. Are there any excuses for this? That's what we're asking, because all I can see online is people making up excuses for this woman, and I don't believe there is an excuse, because it's, you just put the highest factor on, you get the child's sun cream, you put it on and you top it up every now and then, you keep an eye on them if they are very fair skinned. So, and again, this is not me being preachy, I'm just back from 2 weeks of roasting hot weather where it was 31, 32 degrees some days. All my three children, as you know, Katie, are fair skinned and fair haired.
Yeah.
So they are literally.
My daughter is white blonde nearly.
Yeah.
She's almost white blonde. Her skin is like porcelain. She would be such a candidate for bad sunburn. Like I wouldn't even let her, even if it's overcast, if there's sun behind the clouds, I'll still put sun cream on her because I am terrified of my kids.
So
getting burnt.
Yeah. So I was able to bring my kids to 32 degree heat the last 2 weeks.
Jesus, how did they manage in that?
They were fine. They were fine. Yeah. And they didn't get one, but they didn't even get a bit of red. Why?
Because you looked after them.
Because I looked after them. I wasn't busy getting drunk or minding my, or you know, not minding them. We put sun cream on them every 2 hours, topped it up, make sure they were covered from head to toe. This, ladies and gentlemen.
What's Amanda Neale on about? You're looking at an image not one of us can see. It's fairly self-explanatory. Blisters. We know what happens.
We've invited her on if she wants to come on.
It's the Opinions Matter podcast with Adrian Kennedy and Jeremy Dixon.
Jess, what do you want to say about this?
She just sounds like a lazy bitch.
It does.
Motherly.
It does.
Quote, mother.
So you believe there's no excuse?
No. It takes, 30 seconds to put sun cream on? Then what about, 2-3 hours just put on another coat? It's not rocket science.
Now, looking at this photograph that people are saying, we can't see the photograph. I have to describe what the photograph is.
Yeah.
You can see it's literally a child with water blisters on her shoulders and her skin on her face is red raw. So that's all you need to know.
But why do people need the photograph to know that it happened?
Well, no,
it's not. He's not painting mental imagery in your head.
No, they obviously can paint a mental image, but that is the mental image that the child has got severe burns. And do you think this is neglect?
Oh, it is. It's not even neglect and laziness. Oh, I'm not putting sunscreen on my child because I just couldn't be arsed. That's what that is. And then you have ages that are on me like, well, I was in the sun and I don't get burned and I put on factor 50. Well, then clearly you're not putting on enough, are you?
And that's the point I don't get. The people that are making excuse for this woman, maybe she put on the cream and she didn't reapply it. Or maybe the child was wearing factor 50. I am telling you now, there's no way that child had factor 50. Katie, would you agree? There's no way that child was wearing factor 50 yesterday.
No way.
Because
no way. And even if your child is likely to burn, is susceptible to burn even through factor 50, it's just a case that you apply it more often and more frequently.
And you keep them under an umbrella or something like this.
With a hat on. Especially Irish
water, make sure
children. We're not able for the sun here in Ireland. We're not used to the sun. Our skin is not, it's not like in Spain or in Italy. Ireland actually has a higher rate of skin cancer, I think, than anywhere else in Europe because we are so pale and we are so fair and so we're so not used to the heat and the sun. Your skin is literally adjusting to it. Do you know what a tan actually is? Tan is actually dangerous. It's okay, we all think a tan looks great, but a tan actually is a bad sign. It means you've damaged your skin cells.
Yes, it's your body
reacting to damage in the skin.
Yeah, and producing melanin. That's what it is.
Yeah, a tan looks great, don't get me wrong, but it's actually not healthy.
But I can only imagine looking at this photograph of, I was about to say her name there, looking at this photograph of that baby girl and thinking the pain that she must be in at the moment.
Oh. Yeah.
And you're saying, Jess, that mother should feel ashamed of herself.
Actually, sure, but she won't, because like Katie said, and I 100% agree with her, didn't really think about sunscreen, but Jesus, make sure you have that 12-pack of Blue Wicket. Can't forget that for the beach. Oh, just a lazy arsehole, that's all she is.
So no excuse for this happening at all?
No, because it takes, like I said, it takes about 30 seconds. And then about 2 or 3 hours later, especially after they've been in the water, you put more on.
Okay,
you get them water so that they stay hydrated. It's not fucking rocket science.
Davin has been on. Jess, you're not a parent. Your opinion always,
that's ridiculous.
Always reflects
She's
that.
Not a parent, but she's right in this instance. She's right. It is
laziness.
Oh, but
laziness. God, a bit of common sense.
Yeah, I mean, as someone who isn't a parent, you have more common sense than a lot of
someone who is a parent. Still a lot of people on our Facebook page today.
I wouldn't even let my nieces go out with sunscreen. I'll make sure they have sunscreen on because I don't want, I'd feel horrible if they even came back with a tiny boil.
Mm.
So if you were bringing your child to the beach today, right now, say you had an eight-year-old, like this woman in the story, you had an eight-year-old. If you were bringing your child to the beach now, Jess, how would you ensure that the child didn't end up like this woman's child?
I'd be making sure that I have the factor 50 on them, that's laddered on them, that they have their cap, they have some sunglasses. I make sure I bring that big bottle of sun cream with me. And if need be, I'll apply 2 or 3 coats after.
It's stupidity.
Not rocket science.
It's pure stupidity. Laziness. It's a mixture of laziness.
It's not stupidity
and carelessness.
It's just laziness.
And
call it what it is.
Yeah.
Yeah, we didn't let our kids, on days where they were in the pool on holidays, we didn't let them into the pool. They had to be wearing caps on. Like
you can get the UV protection summer suits and swimsuits and stuff. Like there's no excuse in this day and age. The education is there. We all know the dangers of sun damage.
This is not rocket science, boys and girls.
No.
And if you think we're being preachy, yes, we are. It's not rocket science. It is possible to bring your children out in nice weather and for them not to end up with third-degree burns. And I'm not a doctor. Katie, you're not a doctor.
No.
That photograph that we're looking at right now, would you say they're third-degree burns? It's
oh,
like,
yeah.
Imagine
she was held
that girl
under a
trying
grill.
To sleep on a mattress. Imagine that little girl trying to sleep on a mattress. She'd be in agony.
It looks as though, and I hate to be bad about this, it looks as though she's had a kettle of boiling water poured over. It's literally...
And that's the mother's fault. That is her fault. Solely her fault because, well, the dad as well, if the dad was there. It's the two people who are in care of the children. They're her fault.
Brenda, what do you want to say in this? There's a huge reaction to this. What do you want to say?
Oh, come on, lads. I mean, first of all, what just is so shameful is that the mother put the fucking photograph of her poor daughter up on social media with all the burns on her back. I haven't seen the picture, but I can imagine exactly what it looks like. For, you know, has she no shame? That just shows she has no shame. Second of all, you know, what some Gavin said, you're not a parent. Everybody has skin, Gavin, whether, you know, they're a parent or a child or
exactly.
whatever. We all have skin.
You don't need to
we
be a parent.
We all have skin. Yeah. But you don't have to be a parent to know that everybody has skin and that the sun is the most damaging thing on a skin, especially for a child. They're very delicate skin. No matter, you know, up to about, for any age, I got a severely bad burn on my back on holidays when I was about 16. And then the following year, I got blisters. It sounds exactly what you're describing in the picture. I was in agony for about a week. And then the following year, I got the burns again in the same place. And when I was, that was when I was about 16, 17, when I was 18, I had to have 3 melanoma removed from my back in the exact same spot where I got the blisters, the exact same spots. Now, I'm not going to, I wasn't going to share this, but I'm actually now, I have terminal cancer.
Oh my God, I'm sorry to hear that.
I was actually taking a call. Is this a skin cancer, is it?
No, I had skin cancer when I was about 28. I got melanoma removed. I'm 56 now.
Okay.
And then when I was 40, it was removed. But, you know, I had to go on certain treatment or whatever at the time. Then when I was 44, I was diagnosed with breast cancer.
Oh, sorry to hear that.
No, that was, 6 years ago.
Yeah.
But I went through 3 treatments, surgery, chemo, radiotherapy, hormone therapy, everything. And 4 years ago, I was diagnosed with metastatic terminal breast cancer. Mm. I'm dying from cancer.
I'm
56 years of age. Now, I'm not saying in any way that me getting the cancer on my back and the moles removed has anything to do with
ask you. Have they
my
ever
breast
said
cancer.
It's related.
They said it could be, but they've no way of knowing. They've no way of knowing. You know, they said that, and I've looked into it. When cancer is in your body, it's in your body. And it's nearly just lying in wait, just to be triggered. And it got triggered in me 4 years ago. Mm-hmm. And it's not curable.
I have to say, you sound so strong. You sound like such a strong woman
I have to be. But when I see children, since having chemo and radiotherapy and the burns I got from that, I am so anal about skincare.
Sorry for going across you, Ben. When you have people spreading, and if anybody's going to spread information, it's Darren who rings this show regularly. Do you see the comment he just put up on our Facebook page? And Darren said, and you can address this there, Brendan. Darren just said, skin cream causes skin cancer.
Sorry, what?
What does that mean? What kind of, Darren is a gobshite.
Oh.
Totally annoyed me, and I every time I hear him and his comments, I just say that to myself.
Can you be that stupid to think that sunscreen causes cancer?
You know what, Darren, just
sit this one off.
Absolutely. Look, no matter, as I said, everybody has skin, and if you're even in Irish weather like this, kids are going to burn. Like if they, obviously what happened was either there was no sunscreen put on, or she put the wrong sunscreen. She should have SPF 50 lathered all over the child's face, every part of her body. And then if she's in the water swimming, as soon as she comes back and she's right, she needs to put it on again. If she's not, every 2 to 3 hours, it needs to be reapplied.
It's not rocket science.
It increases one bad sunburn in childhood and adolescence. It increases by quite a lot your chance of your risk of skin cancer in the future. Melanoma.
It does, but I feel traumatized when I think back of the time that I got the burns.
Yeah.
And it could have been, back then, sunscreen wasn't a big thing.
Mm-hmm.
Baby oil was what adults were putting on themselves. But I still got the burns. Then 10 years later, I had to get the melanoma removed. Then, 20 years later, 15 years later, I got breast cancer, now I have terminal cancer.
Have you been living with terminal cancer for the last number of years, or is this...
4 years.
So you've been terminally ill for 4 years?
Yeah, I was given 5 to 7 years to live 4 years ago.
Well, you're still very positive about it, which is great.
Amazing.
Brenda, if this mother, because... This part,
I said in my Facebook message what I would do. I would go to Aldi. I think you can buy a big bottle of SPF 50 for about $5.99.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
I would get that, and I would get a bottle of aloe vera, and I would put it with a note on that mother's doorstep saying, "Fucking shame on you."
Lovely. Yeah.
And just leave it at that. Anonymously, I would do it. And I wouldn't give a shit if she knew it was me. I really wouldn't. Sorry for my language, but it just makes me so angry.
I understand it. It's frustrating that parents can be so stupid.
Let me read out.
I don't know. This, nobody can defend this. Nobody can.
Well, let me read out a message for you. This is from Jade Palmer on her Facebook page. Jade has been invited onto the show as well, haven't you? Let's see if Jade comes on to back this up. And here's what Jade says, Brenda. She's talking about myself and Casey. Yeah. She says, absolute knobheads, the two of them, sitting there judging people. And I mean, we are sitting there judging people.
Yeah. But so, this is judgeable. This deserves to be judged, this level of moronic lack of parenting.
Yeah, so hang on. Sorry, it keeps on. I'll get the message now in a sec. But she says we're knobheads for actually judging this woman for letting her child burn to a crisp, which I don't get, because it deserves to be judged. Mm-hmm. And what would you say to that?
I mean, you know, cop the fuck on. Seriously. Just put sunscreen on. There's no excuse for any child being burnt. No excuse. Sunscreen, Aldi, Lidl, they're fantastic sunscreens. Really good protection.
But you know what, Brendan? I don't want to cast aspersions on this mother that burnt her child. I would imagine she was too busy taking bikini selfies on the beach or putting up Snapchats or Instagrams, and she wasn't looking at what her 9-year-old child was up to. And it wasn't until the 9-year-old came back to the house
it's just downright lazy. Again, careless.
Stay there for a second there, Brendan. Let me go to John. John, why are you annoyed listening to this? Who annoyed you?
You know what? Just as I said, Jeremy, in my post there that I wrote is, like, imagine the time I'd have to take, you know, to go around. And we were at a beach there a couple of weeks ago there. It was really good weather. Imagine the time I'd have to take to go around and seeing if everybody had sunscreen on, or, you know, and making sure nobody's being burned, or, you know, like, where is people getting the time for this? You know, that was my first, you
hang
know.
On, where, sorry.
You're, oh, my God.
Are you asking where would the parents find the time to put
sunscreen? I'm going to report this person. You know, you see, this is what it says, Jeremy. Like, where are the people getting the time and effort to do this, you know?
Child neglect is a big deal.
Okay. Let's address the elephants in the room here, okay? She fucked up. I've no doubt about it, she fucked up. But the thing about it is, like, What do we know? Did she put on sun cream? Nobody knows. I'm not here.
Well, we do know. We do know.
They probably did, and it didn't work. And
no, sun cream works, John. Sun cream, don't be blaming Nivea.
But no, they're saying that you should have put on more and this, that, you know. You see, like, as everybody know, but jobs to go to, or, you know, lives to live, like, you know what I mean?
Okay.
I wouldn't have the time to start looking out windows or looking at people's posts and saying, oh, she should be reported. Like, you know, this is what I can't get my head around. But anyway, getting to the point. You know, I got sunburned years ago as a kid. Jesus Christ, I'm still here to tell the story. You know, I'm still here. You know, it's not a life trend. Well, I suppose if you go too far about it, it could be life trend. But what I'm saying to you is, did you not get sunburned, Jeremy, years ago when you were a kid?
No, I didn't.
Never.
No,
never. Once in your life.
Never once in my life.
Ah, stop it.
Well, no,
stop.
I didn't.
But he had an attentive mother. He had an attentive mother who was looking after
my
him.
My mother was worried about me, and she made sure, because I'm fair skinned, she made... Sorry,
we all got a bit of sunburn. We grew up in the bleeding 80s and 90s, guys.
Oh, so Brenda, how do you talk sense into someone like that?
Look at this. No, so John, so I listen to you, and you know, you're saying, where do people get the time to be looking at posts? You're never off social media. You're always on the show. So you have used the time, somebody, especially parents, sitting on a beach with their child, okay? No excuse.
The fact that
the
brand, you know,
how farther away I'm pushing the screen, reapplying it every 2 to 3 hours. There's
the thing is,
no
Brenda, you know what? I'm just going back to the 80s and 90s, like, and we got sunburned.
Yeah, well, that's the 80s and 90s, John. Don't be going back in time. This is now.
You know,
this child has blisters on her back.
Look at this.
Very,
like,
very,
you know,
serious.
What, you see, like, social media, I love social media, and that's why, you know, I do what I do. But the fact of the matter is, Brenda, you know, I wouldn't be the type of guy that I'd be going around saying, oh, geez, I'm reporting her, or I'm reporting him.
Well, John, that's good for you. Good for you. The fact of the matter really is that there is absolutely no excuse.
What I'm saying is, I wouldn't have the time, Brenda, you know, to do this kind of carry on, you know.
Well, you know what, John, I'm glad I'm not your child now.
You don't have to worry about that. My kids are fairly fine. But what I'm saying to you is, Brenda, you know, the thing about it is, like, you know, I'm going to say it again. You know, it's like every few weeks here, there's somebody, oh, I'm going to report them to Toast, I'm going to report them to this, that, you know. You know, but, like, you know, I don't get it. You know, can people not mind their own business? Like, as I said to you, Brenda, even taking me up on that offer there, if we walked around the beach there today, how many people that would you spot that haven't got sunscreen on?
I wouldn't be going around like a sergeant on the beach,
John.
Brenda,
doing it all, you know,
John, you're missing the whole point of this conversation. Now, really, you are.
Really,
the mother listen to me. The mother put a photograph up on social media of her own free will, of photographs of her child's skin burned to a crisp with with blisters. And you're thinking that, you know,
well, I haven't seen
media,
it, but I'm only going to go
no,
on
I haven't really either. Yeah. I haven't either. But you know what, John? I don't think Jeremy and Katie are lying about it.
Well, I'm not saying they're not, but what I'm saying is that, you know,
well,
this burden
sweat
Chris,
it's okay for a child to have blisters on her back.
I'm not saying that, I'm definitely not. But what I'm saying is that, you know, we don't know. Everybody's presuming that this
no, we don't.
Jeremy said,
well, we do know that the child
here,
has blisters on her back, John. John, I'm not going to talk anymore. No. Yeah, we do know the child has blisters on her back.
John, the child has 6 or 7 water blisters on her shoulders. Yeah. Her face is scalded. What more do you need to know?
I can't believe that he's even... In any way,
the fact what I'm saying is, guys, you know, it wouldn't be my cup of tea to be judging people and starting, and you know,
what?
Who are you going to ring? Who are you going to ring? Like, who's it? Who? Where? As again, what I'm trying to say to you is, I should report her. I should do this. I should do that.
Yeah, because child neglect and child abuse should be reported.
But what I'm saying is, I wouldn't have the time to do that. And Jeremy or Casey, you know, what I'm saying is, like, you know, if that parent wants to do that to their kids, that's their own business. That's none of my business. That's nothing got to do with me that they forgot to put factor fucking 60 or 50 on, you know. But this is what my point exactly is on this, you know. And I've seen in the comments a lot of people says, Jesus, here we go again, that people not mind their own business. That should, that mother fucked up. There's no doubt about that, and she knows that.
Oh, you're actually saying that she fucked up now?
Oh, she did, of course she did.
That's brilliant, isn't it, Brenda?
I said she didn't.
Yeah,
I said she didn't.
You know what, we got there eventually, guys. He fucking admitted it.
Did you think I was going to back her up?
No, but it took you about 15 minutes to actually.
Well, that's Jeremy, you know how long
that she didn't, Jeremy. Yeah. No. What I'm saying is,
John,
that I wouldn't have the time to you know, start ringing whoever the fuck they're going to ring. You know what I mean?
No,
like the fact.
No. But you ring this show. But you ring this show every day. You ring this show every day about and talk shite most of the time.
Get the stakes out and get the fire out.
I have to go here, guys.
Thanks, Brenda. Best of luck. Best of luck. Cheers. Cheers. Stay in contact with us. This great woman, isn't she? Sorry,
unbelievable.
John. What's unbelievable?
I'm just saying about you, as I said. Like, the best of luck to Brandon, actually. But what I'm saying is, though, that where are people getting the time, Jeremy? I want to ask this, and this is the truth. Where are people getting the time to actually bring, I think it was a few weeks ago, there was someone smoking, and
she didn't ring anybody. The only person, she sent us a message to talk about it, which took about 10 minutes. And you think the child neglect and child abuse should just go on?
I never said that, no. But do you think I'd ever send you something like this, Jeremy? I've asked you to discuss stuff on your show. Never about other people's business, because it doesn't matter. It doesn't, listen, I don't, whatever goes on, and I said that to you, outside them walls, that's their own business. You know, kids are doing, the parents are doing way worse than fucking letting the kids sit and...
Hang on, John. This is pretty bad what's after being done.
I get that. But what I'm just wondering, where the fuck the timeline the effort they're getting to do all this, you know.
Where are you getting the time to talk to us for 15 minutes?
Because I'm only finished fucking work. I'm on since 4 o'clock this morning.
Stay there for a second. Unbelievable. Actually, unbelievable.
Brenda's brilliant. She put him in his place.
Absolutely. Here is Dave.
Hey, guys.
Hey, Dave.
Great show there, as usual. Just want to say there about sun cream. Jeremy was saying that, you know, sun cream does work. We usually go away on a family holiday every year, usually to Spain or, you know, the Canaries or something like that. And I wear factor 50, and literally I have to reapply it after an hour because I just burn to a crisp. I don't know what it is. Like, it doesn't matter. Like, I mean, if I'm walking around in the sun and I'm wearing factor 50, I'll be absolutely burnt to a crisp. I don't know what it is. And then the missus, she could walk around in like a factor 20 and she'd be grand. Like, you know, so everyone, you know, you can't burn even if you do wear like a factor 50 or a high factor, you know.
It's the Opinions Matter podcast with Adrian Kennedy and Jeremy Dixon.
We heard from Dave there just before the break. I'm not buying that, Dave. Now, maybe what you're saying is true, but certainly factor 50. My three kids have said they're as fair as can be. They've been in blistering sun for the last 2 weeks.
An ounce of burn,
and
I would say.
The three of them, you saw the photographs of them when they got back.
Happy and fit and not bothering them yet.
They are completely, they're slightly brown because we reapplied it. So you're obviously not putting it on right, or you're putting it on and then going straight into the pool and it's washing off, or whatever the case may be. But I can't believe that we are sitting...
Most of it's water resistant, you know, by the way.
Yeah, but just to be safe. But I can't believe we're actually sitting here right now, having to teach people how to use sunblock.
Or the importance of it.
Like, do you get how stupid that is, John, that we're having to teach you and everybody else that you...
You're not teaching me, so you don't fucking need any education. But sorry,
have your children ever got sunburned before?
They have, yeah. My son has.
Sorry, what?
But here's the thing, he won't fucking do that again. Because here's the thing, he fucked off one day. And you know, we all, as you said even there earlier on, Casey, we all know, you know, that no, what I'm saying is, and what I was saying is earlier on, we don't know the consequences of what your woman was doing.
We do.
She got a wrong fact. Hold on. She got a wrong fact, or she fucked it up, or she, the kids, you know, I don't know. Because Dave even said there, and that's not the first time I've heard it. And I said that to you earlier on there. I've heard people getting fucking sun cream and lathering all over themselves and they still got bored and say, oh yeah, listen, that's the second person I said to you. I don't know. Maybe I'm wrong and Dave is wrong, but look, we're not going to argue over that. But what I'm saying is, he fucked off and I said it to him one day and he came back, idiot. The idiot ended up in the doctor. I had to bring him to the doctor. And I said, what the fuck were you thinking of? You know, up in the middle of nowhere with his friends hiking. And you know what? Here's the fact of the matter. He got sorted anyway, but he will never do it again. He will never do it again. That's a lesson he fucking learned, because he should have known better. But the fact of what I'm saying is, guys, we don't know the circumstances. She could have done this, she could have done that.
No, she did. She did. Pardon my French. Yeah, okay, she did fuck all. Isn't that what she did?
Right, but
for this.
You were down the beach, were you?
I don't have to be. I can tell you from looking at the photograph, she did absolutely fuck all. And that's how her daughter
is now struggling to sleep.
I'm sorry,
but you said to me it was like a kettle. I remember the fucking kettle fell over when she got home. You know, when she's laying on the beach, you don't know shit anymore.
I can't. She literally put the post up on Facebook, and I'll tell you again what the post says. Okay, I'll read.
Imagine putting posts. I just can't even picture that.
Because she obviously didn't feel she did wrong. She put up a post looking for advice. On the sunburn, and she said, poor, and then gave her daughter's name, got burnt on the beach yesterday. The poor thing was in bits and up all last night.
Crazy.
Any advice, welcome. That's what she says on the Facebook post. So she didn't pour a kettle of water. But if she did pour a kettle of boiling water over a child, you'd be ringing the police because that's abuse.
Yeah, exactly. So how is this any different? She allowed it to happen.
I'm amazed. You know, you have me amazed, you know. The fact of the matter is that it's that bad, as you said. You know, I can understand a bit of skin burn. But if you're telling me that this child is fucking literally, you know... third degree burns, as one would say. It looks like she's had to be in a fire. Well, that's a different fucking
She doesn't look like she's been in a fire, but it's clear to me that she was on the beach yesterday and she had no sun cream applied.
I cannot believe what I'm hearing from you, John. I really can't.
That people should mind their own business. What's wrong with that?
You're making excuses for negligence and abuse.
That's exactly what it is. Here is Samantha. Hey, Samantha.
Hi, Samantha here. Sorry, I can't come on. I'm in work. I have a 2-year-old daughter. If we're out and about, even if the sun's not blasting, it's just a bit overcast, I will reapply her sun cream every hour. As one of your previous messages said, I'm quite similar. I would burn very easily. I don't want to take the risk with her. So even if the recommendation is reapply after 2 hours or 3 hours, I will reapply on the hour, every hour. To ensure that she doesn't get burnt, make sure she's covered up as necessary. And yeah, I think that it is the parents' responsibility. I was a scout leader for years. We would go on camps. It was a nightmare to try and keep kids topped up with sun cream, but we did it. We never had a child burn on our camp. Had plenty of adults burn because they were so busy reapplying the kids' sun cream. But yeah, there is the duty on adults, responsible adults, to make sure that the kids are protected from the sun. Thanks.
Oh, thank you, Samantha. Absolutely. A parent that has a bit of cop on. That is, and I'm going to say this very slowly.
Paul Brady on Facebook says, you can't believe that John has said something stupid. Yeah, fair point, Paul. Fair point. But today he's outdone himself in the stupidity levels.
At least he comes on, Paul, to say his stupidity. You know what I mean? That's what I always say. Let me go to Trevor. Is it first Trevor on this line?
This one.
Hello.
Trevor, what do you want to say on this?
Did that fucktide just start the conversation saying, who has the time to be going around putting on cream on their kids?
Yep.
I don't know if that's what he...
No, I didn't.
No, I don't
know.
He
didn't, Trevor.
He said word for word,
he
has the time.
He said, who has the time?
One in a sec.
Get your shit together, you pox bottle. Listen to me. First of all, you look after your kids, especially in the sun. If it takes 5 whole minutes out of your drinking time, John, it's every 2 hours. God fucking love your precious time to be sitting on the beach covering yourself in fucking shit and drinking yourself silly, you bleeding fucking idiot.
And get that, you should be reported for having a gun license.
Get your shit together, John, and shut up. Jeremy, that sounds like sunstroke that kid has. That doesn't sound like a sunburn. That sounds like sunstroke.
Well, they are water blisters. I can see that they're water blisters.
Yeah, have you ever had sunstroke, Jeremy?
Yes, I have. It's horrible. It's horrible.
Yeah, I had it as a late teenager when I went to, when I finished school, when I went away after school, my mates finished school, we went off, right? I got sunstroke. I was in bits for a fucking week. I was a teenager. I could handle the pain. Imagine a child going through that.
So it's
pretty... fucking, she should be fucking reported. And John saying, oh, who has the time to look on social media? John, you live on social media, you tosspot. You're waving a
screenshot. You're fucking
Chinese ball.
Come on, and we're here. Are you reported then? You go and report it.
Have
you
ever had a name of fucking all that? I would. No problem, John. Because you know what? I care about my kids. You fucking clearly don't. You've already said on this show, you let your kid out in the streets at 11 o'clock at night.
Shooting fucking dogs. Your kids, you fucking dog. Shut your mouth. You fucking don't forget what you said earlier, Trevor. Don't forget that. Shooting dogs and blood your kids.
Have we ever endangered me children? Never have, never will.
Shut up, Trevor, you little bitch.
Yeah. Stop telling each other to shut up for a second. The point is that a child has been severely. Yeah.
Jeremy, and I never said that.
You did. You once. Used the exact words, John. Who has the time? Those words.
I said,
left...
who has it? I wouldn't have the time. I wouldn't certainly be reporting anybody.
You had to bring your kids to doctors before?
I did, because he fucked off. Yes, I did. I just told you that. He fucked off one day. He went up mountains. He went climbing with the guys. Came back there, burnt with crisp. Said it to him, what the fuck are you at? Yeah. I says, yeah, fucking easy, aren't you? That's it. Doctor job, you know. Well, that was his problem, you know. He's fucking 15 years of age. But what I'm saying to you is, guys, I wouldn't be, you know, everybody report this, report that. Is everybody in this, is everybody just wanting to report everything? Is this the way it is now?
Well, if we don't start reporting child neglect, then...
Yeah, I don't turn a blind eye to that.
You know, I just wouldn't have the time for it, like, you know what I mean?
But you've been on here talking for half an hour. You have the time for that. It only takes 5 minutes.
But that's not my business, Jeremy.
Yeah, like,
if there's somebody next door... and they want to let their kids out without sunscreen, that's not got to do with me. That's not my fucking business.
If somebody's kid was out on the road of mine, they didn't have sunscreen, they looked like they were burning.
You'd go into the neighbour and say...
I'd go into the neighbour and say, your child looks like they're about to burn.
Fucking glad you, because I wouldn't.
And I'd actually say to them, do you want me to put some cream on your... If they were playing with my child, I'd have no problem saying, to throw a bit of cream on your child.
I look fucking hairy, wouldn't I? Actually ask my parent, do you want to put sunscreen on your kid?
No. What you would say is, I think your child is burning out there. Yes. You might want to push. You might want to push.
Just walk away, fair faces. Walk away.
Jesus.
Trevor, is that...
Like, waste of fucking skin.
Sorry, Trevor?
He's a waste of skin. Like, you just said his 15-year-old got severely burned, ended up in the doctors. Like, who doesn't remind that child every few hours you have to reapply? Even if they're going on a hike up the mountains, yeah, we believe you, John, really, yeah. You might sit by the bar, drinking a few, no? Yeah, he just took it away off the ball.
No, well, at 15 years of age, you can't control a 15-year-old, but certainly a 9 or an 8-year-old is completely different.
Hold on, Jeremy, I have 5 kids, and even the older ones, I'll say to them, make sure you put on mobile and sunscreen. I don't want them ending up like that last call you had, getting melanomas and all removed. Fuck that. That's my job as a parent, to make sure they're safe and not doing stupid shit. Because I look after my kids. Now, I have come on your show, and John has pointed out, I have said stuff, I've done stuff in the past, but I have never ignored my children's safety. That is paramount as a parent. And anyone who
is a recording
YouTuber is shy.
I will
that's
say
all
that
it is.
I think a lot of the time you're an absolute dickhead, to be honest with you, if I'm being honest with you.
Okay,
in a lot of your opinions and what you've done to animals in the past, but I cannot fault you in terms of the obvious love and care and attention you give to your children. I can't fault you on that.
She's becoming a love-in now.
No, but I can't fault him on that. He's never said anything on this podcast ever to make me question his parenting or his care for his children.
I can't believe, guys, and stay there for a second, we'll come to you in a second, Laura. I cannot believe that we're even having a debate about this. I can't believe that there's actually a debate in this because, as far as I'm concerned, there is no debate. There's no debate.
No.
Stop.
It's crazy.
Excusing bad parenting, lazy parenting. Your job as a parent is to make sure your children are safe. Yeah.
Did he just tell Johnny's a waste of skin?
Waste of skin. That's what he said.
Okay.
Laura, stay there. We'll be with your opinion in a sec. Don't go away.
Opinions matter. Opinions matter. With Adrian Kennedy and Jeremy Dixon. A daily podcast from Ireland about opinions.
Now, Laura, what do you want to say about this?
Hello. I didn't see the very, very start of the show, but it was on along the lines of the parents not putting sun cream on the child, was it?
Here's the thing, Laura. We don't know what happened on the beach yesterday. What we do know is that the mother and her daughter, who is 9 years of age, went to the beach yesterday, and the daughter got absolutely scalded.
Yeah.
Not just a bit red, absolutely scalded. Mm. We've counted 6 or 7 water blisters on her shoulders because we've seen the photograph on the Facebook page. Her face is like is being put under a toaster.
Yeah.
From what G, who originally sent us the message, got back on to us about 10 minutes ago and said that she knows, because she's put up another update on Facebook. I haven't seen it yet myself because I haven't got time, but that she had to bring the child to the doctors today. As in, the child is in the doctors now. So we're talking fairly serious burning. Now, my take on the whole thing was there's no way sun cream could have been put on that child for the burns.
Yeah, because it wouldn't have been that bad if that was the case. Maybe a tiny bit of burn, but not snacks.
Even if it was a factor 20 or a factor 30, there's no way you would end up with those serious water blisters. So...
Yeah. I'm more shocked of the thing of mind your own business kind of mentality of that, because at the end of the day, if you're minding a child, you'd have to make sure before you go to the beach, maybe 30 minutes before exposing the child to the sun, that they wear sun cream. Like obviously, sometimes we kind of like, sure, we won't wear it, but it's kind of more important for the child to wear, because they could have like a skin condition that we don't know that they have when they get older, you know, that type of thing. And kids' skins be more sensitive to sunshine than our skin, to be more softer as well.
There are so many ways to protect a child, isn't there? Like, say for instance...
Sun hats and stuff like that.
Yeah, I remember back in June, remember how lovely the weather was in June, and we were out one day for a drive and we had the kids in the car, and we were passing the strand, at Dollymount strand there, and the kids said, oh, can we just walk in there for a walk or whatever? And we didn't have sun cream in the car. We didn't pack sun cream. So what we did was we said, yeah, you can go in. But we made sure that they wore their hoodies on top of them, so no part of their body was bare. And they wore their baseball caps as well. And we just let them walk on the beach for 5 minutes. So, you know, if you were being irresponsible, you would let them on the beach with no clothes on, absolutely exposed. Like, why can parents not get this into their thick skulls? Laura.
It could be the case of that, well, like, it's kind of irresponsible. They could have, like, just stopped, bothered or forgot, in which, in that case, is irresponsible. But, like, as I was saying, like, some of the comments, like, saying, oh, you should be minding your own business and you don't have time to do that. It should be something you should be doing firstly before going to the beach. You know, usually, like, the parents would be there putting cream on their arms and stuff like that on the beach before they go into swim. And that's another thing as well. Going into the water as well, when it's very warm, they could have got the blisters from being into the water too.
A friend of mine who, guys, she works for Aer Lingus and she works on the Lanzarote flight quite a bit. And she was telling me last year, actually, because I was asking her about this.
Yeah.
And she was telling me that on the flight that they're on, they bring after sun with them. They have after sun because they said the amount of kids who get on the flight coming back from Lanzarote with their parents and they're absolutely...
Oh, really?
They're absolutely,
so they actually bring it for other kids?
They bring it for other kids.
Jesus.
Yeah. They're absolutely scalded. And she says there was a kid a couple
Poor
of years
kids.
Ago... that got on the plane from Lanzarote coming back to Dublin, and they had to put special bandages underneath the seatbelt because she was scarred all over her whole torso.
Oh, the poor
was
thing,
absolutely,
that's terrible.
And I mean, that doesn't happen.
That is neglect and that is abuse.
That doesn't happen from leaving your child out in the sun for five minutes.
No,
does
that's
it, Laura?
Terrible.
No, it doesn't. Like, and just seeing, hearing it, as I said, with John saying about, oh, should mind your own business, but it kind of is your own business. Especially if something happens to the kid or gets third degree burns or anything like that from the sun, you know, and we don't know like what the precaution, what
the effects of it afterwards, skin cancer or stuff like that, you know.
Well, Fiona has been on, and Fiona works in a creche, and she says you'd be very surprised at how many parents don't apply sun cream to their kids. I work in a creche and a lot of them would come in with no sun cream on. I mean, we get emails from our kids' creche all the time, and the after
school running low of sun cream brings some in.
We get emails during the summer saying do not let your kids arrive here
with no sun cream.
Your kids are going to be playing out in the yard. Why do we have to remind parents about this?
Because parents are stupid and careless. Parents like this are stupid and careless.
That's what it is.
And lazy.
And as I said, too busy uploading selfies onto Instagram than actually worrying about your kids. Yeah. Dave, what do you want to say on this?
Sorry, folks.
How are things? You well?
What's the crack?
I can't believe that people are making excuses for bad parenting.
Yeah, it's stupidity is what it is. Like, I mean, look, on the one sense, you can understand why we, you know, as adults might get born, because let's be honest, we're not used to the sun in this country. You know what I mean? We're not, like, I cycled the water for Greenway there about two weeks ago, my brother and my young lad, and I got absolutely fucking roasted alive because I didn't realize it was going to be so warm. That was on my own head. Any time I go to the beach or anywhere sunny with my youngest fella, he's covered head to toe with factor 50. If he's in the water, it goes back on again. It's a pain in the hole having to do it, especially like you're trying to catch a child who's wriggling around, get covered in sand and cover, like, you know, reapply sun cream. It's a pain in the bollocks, but you have to do it though. You know, it's the same with creche. Like from the middle of May onwards, dosed every single morning. Sun hats, full body swimsuits, all of that. I think a lot of people just, they're of the disposition, but sure, we all got burnt as kids, we're fine, you know? And not realising we have the highest rates of skin cancer in Europe.
Yeah, and Katie was saying that some sunburn, really bad sunburn that you can have as a child,
can actually increase your risk of skin cancer as an adult.
It can, but your really bad sunburn is a second degree burn. Mm-hmm. The next one after that's a third degree burn, where you're burnt all the way down to the tissue, you know? Like, I got, like, my teenager got burnt this year, but, like, I told him to put on sun cream, he said, yeah. I goes, you put it on again. He said, yeah. He didn't. He got roasted.
You did your part, as in you asked the question that needed to be asked. You highlighted it. This mother obviously didn't put cream on her child.
Yeah, well, no, but that's it. But sure, like the small ones, like the older fella, I goes, do you put some cream on? Forgot. And he got roasted live. I was like, well, do you know what? On your own head, be it. You won't do it a second time. Mm. Do you know? But for the smaller ones, no. I think a lot of people, they just, do you know what? Like, to be fair, I think a lot of people just don't realise how dangerous
the sun
it can
is,
actually be, especially for a smaller child. Like my youngest is 3.5, and he'd burn like a crisp if I didn't put sun cream on him. You know, I think it's poor education and stupid. If it happens once, fair enough, you learn your lesson. But
you can't put it down to poor education, because even the dogs on the street know
you have to wear sun cream on a sunny day. Yeah,
I know. But you ever hear that phrase? Never attribute to malice what can be explained by stupidity.
Yeah,
do you know.
Yeah,
some people are just tick.
Yeah, some people, and that is. Thank you, Dave. That pretty much sums it up.
Yeah,
and I know people are upset at us. The gas thing is, Katie, people are more upset with us for being judgmental
than they are with this mother. Yeah.
So as we speak, as we record this podcast, there is a child that has gone down to the GPs, and we know because we've now seen the post on Facebook.
Disgraceful.
And by the way, have you noticed the other post is gone? She took the old post down.
Oh, yeah.
Don't know if that's
shame.
I don't know if that's to do with us or someone just said. But I'd say it probably is.
I'd say someone probably told her we're talking about it.
I thought it was bizarre that she put that post up and, you know, didn't think anything wrong about it. Literally putting up a post admitting to child neglect.
Yeah.
Anyway, that child is down at the GPs at the moment getting whatever.
That's terrible.
But from what I believe a GP will do is they will get rid of the water blisters. So they have to take inject something into the water blisters to burst them. Yeah, to get them down.
Lord.
It could be 2 weeks.
It
could be 2 weeks recovering.
You know, because I've cut my hand. You know when you're putting something in the grill and you catch your hand on the grill and you get like a scale of burn. And the fucking pain of that. The pain of that is incredible.
Yeah, my heart really. I'm not the better for seeing that photograph of that poor child. But again, the blame solely comes down to the mother, you know. And it, sadly, even though we were highlighting this on the podcast today, there will still be people that will go out and let their children burn today and tomorrow because they're too busy elsewhere.
It's terrible.
Drinking or whatever.
Drinking, smoking, doing everything else.
Doing selfies.
Yeah.
Anyway, thank you very much for all your calls, comments and texts and that. And let that be a warning. If you are a stupid parent, stop being stupid. Now, finally, Kathleen says, Katie, stop assuming the mother didn't put sun cream on. We can tell you. I can tell you. And that mother can sue us if she wants. She can sue.
I can tell you that mother didn't put sun cream on.
I can tell you from looking, you do not get big water blisters like that and a scalded face from having sun cream on. I can tell you that. Not in Ireland, you don't.
No way.
So if that mother wants to sue us, you know where we are. Yeah. Sue
away. Your solicitor to send their letter here. We're waiting.
I mean, anyway, thank you very much for all your calls, comments and texts. Don't forget to subscribe to this podcast on Spotify or wherever you get your podcasts, and you'll never miss another episode of Opinions Matter. And we'll talk to you on the next one. Bye-bye.